Bulbous with an egregious silence. Don't say you understand silence when you don't. Not any silence. This silence. Only yesterday, the answers gossiped in the odd vernacular of that dear side of town, saying, Baba's house fell to goats like a sheaf of grass. Mama opens her belly to the squalls, to the iron glints of stars, to the truth's distant tang, to the baying of the neglected dogs, while the aunties sit weaving an awful dress of effrontery, and I wish we could be alive in several ways but this one. In one moment, the crowded room is bulbous with scars and an egregious silence. Quick a roll of cigarette, slow the silent smoke, and the past is the reluctant guest in the room, hides like a timid dog beneath the ottoman. I am faithful to my duty. I hold the candle and the camera. I lost my leg and tongue yesterday to your brutal candor. I do not regret much. Speech has, at best, been inelegant in its address to our real quandaries. There's only this one thing. I do not know how to be in this much silence. Mama is at the door, taking inventory of faces and furniture, all which she has left. The ottoman is there and the doors, and although no one sees it, there remains the old table, teak and permanent, untouched by any unplanned disturbances.